Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you are here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang de Popsenem about the Trichiliocosm worlds. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang de Popsenem, 6880, April 11, 2011, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. In this universe, there are many different worlds similar to our solar system. They are comprised of a sun, planets, and their moons. In the sutras, our globe is called the Saha world. It is a very important world. Sentient beings live in this Saha world, and while they are there, they create all kinds of illusions and delusions, making it difficult for them to see, think, and act correctly. This is also why it is difficult for us with our vision and thinking to fathom what is beyond our planet and to see the universe as a whole. After Sukhamuni Buddha attained enlightenment, he was able to truly see this world and all of the other worlds. He could see this whole universe and whatever appeared in the Trichiliocosm worlds. This is because our entire universe is sitting in the true world, which is our original place, the world of Buddha. In this universe, there are 1,000 small worlds multiplied by another 1,000 middle worlds and multiplied by another 1,000 worlds, making the Trichiliocosm system, sometimes referred to as a cosm of a billion universes, a billion-fold world system. These are solar systems in our universe that are comparable to ours, where sentient beings can live. Once one realizes Buddha, one is able to see everything in the whole universe. Our planet in this cosmos is medium-sized. It exists with one sun, one moon, and one globe. This should help us to realize that everyone on this globe is one family. If we would attain that, our planet could become greater than any other planet. This globe is not too big or too small. It is in the middle way. In this middle way, we can attain Buddha. We will then see everything clearly and accomplish many things in a clear and bright way. Thank you very much, Chikwang de Popsenem. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwangne Popsonim. I wish you a wonderful week, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.